little bit about picking up a tray, seeing even, you know, seeing the food. Notice what arises in your mind as you see the food. It might be excitement, or could be aversion. It could be disappointment. It could be fear. I mean, we have complex relationships with food, I would say most of us, and food in relationship to our bodies. And in that way, sometimes it's very easy to just space out during eating periods on a meditation retreat. And without being overly harsh about that with yourself, it really is an invitation to come back again to what's actually happening, including what's in the mind. When you come back again, you see, tend to space out. Sometimes you might notice the feeling of shame or unworthiness or a strong desire. Relationships to food, as I said, can bring up a lot of a range of feeling. So first and foremost, we can just be present with whatever's arising, noticing it, be interested, curious about it. And secondly, just to bring that mindfulness of touch to the whole process of eating itself. So as you look at your plate, you might notice seeing color, shape of food, being aware of picking up your fork, you know, putting food on the fork, putting it in your mouth, taking some time to just experience tasting. Tasting is one of the six sense doors that the Buddha talked about. Tasting, seeing, smelling, touching, thinking. So in that sense, we might just notice if there's any pleasant or unpleasant sensations with tasting. Again, bringing this curious mind to the direct experience, or noticing the chewing, the food. Well, sometimes people get really curious about that whole process of change that happens with food. Chewing, swallowing, sometimes even feeling your belly in relationship to the food. Also, sometimes it can be quite helpful to just put down the fork after one bite. It's so interesting to notice how before a bite is even finished, you know, the next food goes in, the next bite goes in. So again, nothing to judge yourself about, but it is an opportunity to slow down, maybe come out of the habit of being disconnected around eating. And just taking your time with that, gently, calmly, with curiosity. And just noticing what's present. And this is a practice that you can do at home, just even if you devote one meal a day where you're just present with yourself and practicing eating meditation. So just a few words to encourage you with the continuity of your meditation practice while you're here.